So Jordan, what have been your first impressions of the place?
You know, I think it's been really nice. I mean, coming here for my visit, I really enjoyed it. Talking to some of the coaches and then just getting back here after signing, meeting some of the guys, working out with them. The guys here work really hard, really dedicated, so it's been fun so far.
Why did you decide to sign with the Patriots?
Probably the biggest reason was I knew this was the best opportunity for me to grow as a player. I had some other teams that, contacted me that I visited, but I knew just as a player and, as a man, like I'm recently married, about to have my first child, and, I don't feel like I'm called to be comfortable, and I knew this would be a great place for me to grow, not only as a player, but as a man in general. So, I'm looking forward to getting to know the guys and really getting to work this whole offseason.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you.
Have you had a chance to connect with Brady yet?
No, I haven't talked to him.
When you're going through the free agency process and going on your visits, what stood out about New England?
The biggest thing that, just the attitude, like when I walked into the building, I could feel that there was an aura of let's get better today. I think sometimes in the off season, it's easy to kind of slip into that, kind of monotonous mindset and just saying, okay, we'll just bring people in, whatever. But there was a lot of intentionality during the visit. They very detailed. People were very specific with me on, what they thought about me and where areas they even thought I could grow in. And I appreciated that more than anything. I appreciate that type of honesty. And so, when I got back to the hotel, with Shayna, we just talked about it and we knew this is definitely the best place.
Jordan, this might be the deepest group of receivers in the league. How do you view the competition that's about to take place?
I think it's the best thing ever. I think that's what really is going to breed, greatness in all of us. At the end of the day, if you don't have that type of competition, I feel like that's the easiest way that guys start saying, okay, they start doing all the, okay, this guy's a rookie, this guy's young, this guy has no production. But I feel like we have a group of a lot of guys who are not just competitors, but they also have had production in the league, so they're proven. So it's not just the, okay, this guy has potential. No, there's a lot of production. So I think that's one thing to really be excited about. But also, I know there's a lot of great guys. I've been spending some time around Julian talking to him, and so I can't wait to meet the rest of them.
The numbers kind of dipped a little bit last year. How much was that use, health, the passing game in general?
I think it's documented already that, I was dealing with some issues as far as injuries last year. But the good thing is, though, I appreciate Coach McDermott for letting me have that time to go get healthy. So now that I'm healthy, I'm able to get back to work and really, get myself back to where I was before. I know that that's kind of a big thing to a lot of people, the numbers and the production, all that stuff. But for me, at this point in my career, I'm really worried about just going out there and being the best player that I can be and really helping this team win.
Are you with a lot of different quarterbacks?
Yeah, a ton.
Every year. What's it mean for you to come here with a quarterback who's been around for 19 years and to have some stability at that position?
What's cool is something, I'm really excited about. I always joke with a lot of my quarterbacks. I've had, from every nationality, I had a black quarterback in Tyrod. I had a Native American in Sam Bradford. I had always tell Carson, I said, you're the ginger of the group. So so it's crazy. I had a bunch. And then I visited Titans. I'm like, oh, Mariota's Hawaiian. It was crazy. I met so many. But I guess that shows you where the league is going. But in all seriousness, though, I mean, it's an honor to be able to play, in offense, like this in general, ran by Coach McDaniels. And then to have a quarterback like Tom to be able just to learn from. And to just get better with, I think, something any wide receiver should be excited about.
You've played a lot in the slot in your career. Is that where you feel most comfortable?
I feel comfortable anywhere, honestly. When I came into the league, it was just a situation where, we had two guys that were very, very experienced on the outside, Jeremy Maclin and Riley Cooper. So, Coach Kelly really wanted me inside just to learn and to kind of help guys get situated. And so that was a place where I had a lot of production early on. So that's kind of where I just kind of got put for the rest of that time. But, I mean, I'm confident in both areas. So whatever the team wants to use me at, I'm comfortable with.
Could you see you and Julian coexisting as slot receivers in some formation?
I think I'm just way too early for that, if we were playing Madden, I'd be like, yeah, it sounds cool. Put us both in there. But to talk about real football, it's too early to kind of get into that.
Having played in three different offenses in 4 years, how much confidence does that give you to come into a new place and adapt and learn the playbook and the offense?
It's definitely a challenge because once you get back into the playbooks, learning all the formations, stuff like that, all that. But I know I can do it. It's not a situation where I'm always like, okay, I got to make sure I know this guy, this different variable and all that stuff. I'm used to, I went to Buffalo after week one of the preseason. So I had to learn a whole playbook by the next practice. So that's not something that really like scares me. It's something I actually get excited about. So I'm actually looking forward to it.
When you had that, what helped you learn the playbook so fast?
I went to Vanderbilt, so I don't know. Maybe I don't know. My mom always tells me I'm smart, so I guess she's right.
Do you know anybody in this locker room? Did you have any connections with any guys on this team before?
Yeah, I knew Eric Rowe, great kid. I was with him with the Eagles, hardworking guy. I knew he was going to come here and do well. Trey Flowers. I grew up with Trey Flowers. We actually played high school football against each other. My team always won. And then who else? I want to say that there's got to be somebody else here. Dedrick Wise. Both of our dads actually pledged the same fraternity back at Jackson State University, and we're both frat brothers. He pledged at Arkansas, and I pledged at Vanderbilt. So I know a couple guys, but I think that's the most off the top of my head.
Was it logistically a no-brainer for you to stay here, even though you don't technically have to be here until Monday?
I've always kind of been the type to want to get rolling, you know, wherever I'm going to be, you know, kind of get my footing a little bit. Like I said, just coming here and working out with the strength staff and getting to know some of the guys, I think that's going to help that transition over in the next week. So my head's just not spinning with all sorts of stuff. I actually can get on some type of schedule. And then once we start with the whole team, I think it'll be a lot easier.
Are you feeling 100% at this point?
Yeah, I feel great. Yeah, I feel good.
And are you going to be wearing number 80? Is that...
Yeah, 80. Yeah, yeah. I talked to Danny. That's my guy. I knew Danny. Yeah, I met Danny at Sam Bradford's wedding. And so that was the other one. And so I talked to Danny about it. He said I could have it. So I got a lot of respect for his game. A lot of respect.
Did the production of the slot receivers in the past in New England, did that influence your decision at all?
Nah, not really. Like, I already said, pretty much why. I mean, every team that, you know, talked to me was like, hey, you know, we could put you here. Help you have production, but it's not what I was really looking for. I wanted to go to a place where I could truly grow and get myself better.
You mentioned something early in the conversation here where I want to check to make sure I had this right. Did you say you were called on not to be comfortable?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I feel like in my life, like my foundation of what I believe in my faith, like I believe I'm called not to be comfortable. I believe that it's so easy for us as people to say, okay, what's the easiest road and what's the path of least resistance? And then we look up at our lives and we're 80 years old and we haven't done anything great. And so I guess in my life and in myself, I'm not looking for the easiest route to make myself kind of just look great. I want to always do what's going to make it harder for me to attain any level of success. So that way, you know, anything that I do, I feel like has meaning. And then I can kind of pour that out on my family. I can influence my wife, my future children, and just people around me.
Is it just the competition that's here in that room now that makes you say that this might be kind of an uncomfortable place? Or is it, you know, you've been around this team. You guys, I think you had some joint practices against the Patriots. You know, you're in Buffalo.
Yeah.
You just, have you heard that it's just an uncomfortable place?
No,
to be
I think it's more so, like I said, played twice when I was in Buffalo, came here and practiced, like you mentioned. And then, like I said, the competition. I think the competition and the expectation, both of those mixed together, I think is what makes it a place that any, you know, receivers should be excited to get here and work in and try and play in.
Just following up on the Danny Amendola stuff, what was the connection again with you guys? Like, how did you just know his game?
I met him at Sam Bradford's wedding. So we were kicking it, had a great time. He was just a real cool dude, you know, gave me a lot of, you know, just good tidbits and stuff, because going into next year, it's going to be my second year with Sam. He had played with Sam a lot in St. Louis, so he was just telling me about some things that Sam really liked in the offense and everything. So it was good. We had a good conversation.
And then you get the 80, and you're like, I better call him just to make sure.
Well, no, I called him before. I called him before I got it. Yeah, I just made sure. You know, because like I said, like, I know what he did, you know, here. You know, I don't think that you have to get a number, like, retire and all that stuff to understand. Like, you need to have respect for what guys do in a place like this. And especially, I think they call him Danny Playoff, you know, and I think he earned that nickname. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, for him, like, hey, is this cool? You know, he said it was.
Didn't want to try to swing a deal for 87.
I think somebody's wearing that. You know, so I was like, okay, I can, whoever has it, I could probably fight him, but I heard it was big. So I don't worry about it. He can have it.
What's a typical day like for you while you're here?
A typical day, well, right now, okay, so my wife's not here right now, so she plays pro soccer right now. She's not playing right now because of the baby, but she's going back to visit her team, so I'm solo dolo for this week. But for the most part, just wake up at 6, usually go in, see Ted, eat. Then I just go in, I'm just watching some game film from last season. Just so I can start kind of seeing some of the calls, seeing some of the formations, just learning a little bit, and then just go lift with the guys, and then just meet Ted for all my meals. I mean, you can't beat free food. So I usually tell myself, I stay for all the meals. It's a pretty good amount of hours I put into the day, so that's what I usually try to do. Yeah.
And you're related to Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him about, obviously, what you're doing now and just the sport of football in general?
I talked to Jerry more when I was coming out, as far as, like, when I'm, like, you know, 20, 21, you know, I was wet behind the ears, didn't really know anything, and so I really want some advice coming to you know, coming to the league, you know, but I mean, at this point, it's just like, okay, like I'm almost 26. I can't be a grown man calling another grown man every other day. So, you know, if anything, just like, hey, how you doing here and there, but it's nothing more than that.
Did that play into the 80 bill?
When I was a kid, yes. First, that was the first number I ever wore playing football, was number 80. I wore 80, and I guess my brother was a trader, but he was born in St. Louis. His favorite player was Marshall Faulk. So not Jerry, but he wore 28. And so those were our numbers. So, yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to go back to that.
When you were coming out of Vanderbilt, did you have any contact or, you know, talk to anyone on the Patriots pre-draft?
I know I met one of the guys at the Senior Bowl. But, like, there's so much stuff going on there. I mean, you meet with everybody. And so I can't even really recall. So, yeah.
A couple final questions, guys.
Do you remember playing here in college when you were with Vanderbilt?
Bro, I jumped over somebody.
Yeah, I remember.
It was dirty. It was dirty. I got him bad. Yeah, we were playing UMass. But it was crazy, yo, because we were almost got beat that game. Okay, because Coach Franklin, he was, like, big on if we didn't win, like, we couldn't go out and hang out that night. And, I mean, we were Vanderbilt, so we weren't going out a lot, you know what I mean? So it wasn't too good at first. Then we started winning at the latter part of James Franklin's career there. But I guess we played UMass early in the day. So we had all these young freshmen that we were trusting to play, all these sophomores that we needed to come up big for us. And it was an early game. So like, oh, we're going to win this game versus UMass, and we're going to be able to fly back. It's going to be like 3 o'clock because y'all are Eastern time, and we're going to have a great time at Vanderbilt. We almost lost. We was like halftime, and it was like tied up. I'm like, guys, y'all are tripping. So we came out. I jumped over a dude. We won, and it was great.
Can't underestimate UMass.
I know, right? Good team. Good team. They had a tight end back then that was really good. Had a Tajay Sharp, a receiver. Yeah, I was running around with him a couple weeks ago. He's a good kid, a good player.
They're actually a great team.
You went there.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, he went there, bro. You said that with too much conviction. You like him. It's your team.
I was here that day.
And you had the touchdown in that 15 game with the Eagles, right?
When
you were
right
down in that
corner. Yeah.
It's a good game.
It was. That was a crazy one. That was a crazy one. We needed that one at the time. But, you know, like I said, that's in the past, though, so it's all good.
You caught that on Malcolm Butler?
Man, dude, you know how fast our offense that I don't know who I caught it on. We were just like this back in the day. So it was good, though.
Last question, good. Guys.
Good luck with everything.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that, man. Thanks, guys. Thank y'all. Nice to meet y'all, man.